these mixtures. Now think of it. This is only because I have given you birth. Nobody could have done before this, I tell you. You can cure others. You can give speeches on Sahaja Yoga. You can know your own problems. You can cure your own parents. You can cure your own surroundings. You can clean yourself and others. Only with realization it starts. It's all in a bundle. What a jump it is from the first awareness where it was just a desire and here you start. But all these things that were looking quite funny in the first one when you had desire form a very subtler, beautiful forms and they come into you. At this time you do feel your chakras, their problems. You start again analyzing them. The biggest problem in the West is they start analyzing. You give them a cake, they'll analyze. Give them anything, they'll analyze. Analysis, they think, is the biggest thing. And that's how this analysis business is so maddening for them. Here it is, that clinging on to their realization, the other side is everything analyzed. See, the legs are analyzed, feet are analyzed, nails are analyzed, and they are taken in the microscope and seen to. Here the legs are to be used for climbing up, and here you are analyzing the legs and the feet. See, the whole purpose is lost when you start identifying with whatever was hanging on to you. So now you should say, now finish, done. Now I'm another person. The greatest thing is in this awareness of yours when you are realized, you must accept that that person who was there is dead and finished and gone. I'm a different person. Even that acceptance, people find it difficult. Because Shri ego is there. It doesn't allow you. It says, oh God, how can that be? I mean, to say that I'm absolutely transformed. You are transformed, absolutely. Can you imagine, you can give realization to people. You tell somebody, they say, oh, I know this. They'll all run away. Nobody will believe, but you know you can give realization. Nobody will believe. That Mahajan yogi who gave you realization, first he said, mother, how can it be? He couldn't believe that he could give realization. Poor fellow has been working as a yogi for so many years. He couldn't believe it to begin with. Same fellow who has given realization to you. Even if, I mean, to believe that you can give realization, it takes time for people. They cannot believe. So what have you to do about becoming that? Is to at least believe, yes, you are giving realization after all. You see it like a white cloth before you, still you say it is black. Or it's blue. So these dealing with these hearts blues is the worst case. You are giving realization. See now, Ian, who is supposed to be going to psychiatrist, he can give realization to that psychiatrist. The doctor who is going to treat you can give him realization. Believe it, you can. But when he says this to him, he thinks, oh, he's one of you. But at least you believe into yourself. This is the place where you must have faith. This faith that you have got realization through Sahaja Yoga, that it's a tremendous power and that there is all pervading power which is absolutely dynamic. And that you have that power flowing through you and that you are giving realization. And that your mother is something special.
faith.
Not faith because I am saying, because it's blind, but you have seen it. But this is what it is. When you see it also, you don't believe it, then what should I call it? You know for definite that this is happening, but you don't believe into it, then what should I say? If you believe that it is so, that is faith. Imagine, faith means blindness. It's opening your eyes much more to what it is and accepting that it is. And then the faith must grow. At this stage is the power of faith that helps you. Nothing but power of faith. And power of faith is the greatest becoming power, I should say. Because then you realize that whatever you had known so far has been of no value. This is something so great and so gigantic and so dynamic. It is something so much out of the blue which you have never known before. That you get really bewildered. And then you start having faith. Now, then when I say that you just put your hands like this and put a bandhan, it works. It does work. Then also you start seeing that when mother does like this, just to herself, we all feel it. When she blows on her hand, then we start feeling it that we are in her and she is in us. And that we are aware of our wholesomeness and she is our wholesomeness. Then the faith starts growing. You cannot analyze it because this is beyond analysis, beyond thought. So the surrendering starts. If you analyze now, you cannot. You cannot analyze it anymore. Only dead things you can analyze. Living you cannot. And this is beyond living. The thing that gives life to living, this is what it is. So you cannot analyze it. So you start surrendering. When you start surrendering and the faith comes in, then your awareness rises higher than this. And these small, small, little things which have become subtler, they start departing from you. This is the third state where your trigunas you can see, but they do not affect you. So in the first state you have desire, in the second state, which is a very big thing, you see the desire being fulfilled, but all these subtle things are mixed up. In the third state, you see them, third state, but they do not affect you. This is the third stage, one when one has to see that they do not affect you. You do see catching. But then you do not call catching, you say recording. You think you are an instrument, you are just recording. The effect of that becomes very small, very small. You become so powerful within that the effect of this catching is very little. You just record, there is an effect. This is the third state of awareness. Keep for a while, doesn't matter. Keep it with you. It's all right. It's all right. Keep it. Now this, at this third state, to rise up to this third state, the only way is complete faith. Faith is, first of all, you have to learn certain things about faith. One of them is the protocol. But with faith, if you learn protocol, then you will not feel bad about it. But if you are forced onto it, you will feel bad. You see, the mixture state is still on. So, to develop faith, you have to first of all tell yourself rationally, clearly. Don't you see this is happening? Can't you see this? Can't you see it is rising? Can't you understand? Tell yourself. Isn't it dynamic? Just sit down. Think how wonderful it is. How great it is. Just talk to the trees. Talk to the ocean. Talk to flowers. Talk to these walls, they are better than many human beings. And tell them, don't you think so? Go in the museum and tell all the statues. I've found it, I've got it. Tell yourself, you see, telling yourself, you'll develop this faith. There's no way out. Many people have asked me this question, how to develop the faith? Now, it is such an absurd thing. Here you are moving the kundalini, you are giving realization, and turn around ask, Mother, how do we develop faith? it is beyond me to understand that, I mean, what is happening here? Now what are you doing? This faith then start encompassing also what I say, means absorbing, not criticizing, not repelling back, but absorbing it. This absorption can be hindered by many other ways also. Absorption is the only way you grow. How does a tree grow? By absorption. What is the mouth of absorption? Is nirvichara. What is nirvichara? Where you do not think about. Now, when I say you are not to think, at a lower stage, people will say, oh, you know, she is very dominating. She is very dominating, I must say. This is the idea will come. But absorption is only possible when you have the faith and the whole thing goes into you. You just go on sucking it like a child. Whole thing goes into you. Just like a lake which is without any ripple, it reflects the complete entire creation in it, complete. If there are ripples, then there is diffusion, there is confusion. So, this is the stage of faith which starts from the second to go to the third. For example, now we'll take a simple case of my photograph. There were no photographs before. Only in my lifetime the photographs have started, for your information. This photography also you have developed yourself on your own. Of course, with the help of the Holy Ghost, no doubt. Of course, that goes without saying. But you have developed it. I myself did not know that this photograph will catch me so much. I did not know myself. You'll be amazed that I started seeing that these photographs are more powerful than a statue, which is made according to what I was before. Because this is the present thing. This is how I'm existing. I was amazed myself that it is emitting vibrations and light. And that my photograph can act so well. You see, the main problem was that how to approach so many people. You can have, say, 100 Sahaj Yogis, you can have 200, you can have at the most 2000. You see, for these thugs it is very easy. You just have a registration, you fill the money and you are there. But Sahaj Yoga is becoming, is awakening and realization. How is it going to work out? It was a very big problem for me. It's not that I can just give you a book and you just sit and read it and say that, yes, I've got it, I've become. It's real becoming, ripening, maturing, living process. Now how am I to do it? And here is the answer, is a photograph. Then your TV, that's also modern. Of course the TV people have not allowed me to go on the screen so far. But I have gone on the screen in India. Only in Pune, not here. Rather difficult. First let them have all the thugs, then I'll go. That always has been. So this is what it is, that all your medias can be used through my photograph. What a blessing it is. And the photograph, if you think is representing me, I think you are not expressing it fully. I was amazed that my photograph are much more powerful than any statues put together, even produced by Mother Earth. Because photograph has got so many elements in it. For example, you see, it has got light element, it has got water element, it has got earth element, it has got also air element. If the air is not all right, you cannot get a photograph. And also it has got the ether element. With all these five elements, you cannot produce a statue. Ether element it has got, because if you have a photograph here, you can transcend it to any other place, you can, what you call that, transmit it to any place. Photograph can be transmitted, but you cannot transmit a statue as it is anywhere. Only the photograph of a statue can. So it has also got ether element. So photograph is much more powerful than any other statue. Moreover, it is a reproduction, no doubt. But reproduction of reality with five elements. So I wouldn't call it just a representative, it's quite me. Because my attention is there. We have experimented with this. The Sharayu Gadkari had a photograph of mine. And her relation came to her and she used to mock at the photograph and say all kinds of things. She brought the photograph to me showing that it had become all dark, black. So I said, who was there? She said, it's my, some relation who had come, she used to do like this, it has become black. I said, you better put it in the scene now. My attention is not there. No vibration. My attention has come away, receded from there. I can see that. You should not have put the photograph like that. So there's a very big difference between a statue and a photograph. Because my attention is there. Of course, even the statues which are, I mean the ones which are Swayambhu, which are created by Mother Earth, also has vibrations, and they also show that they have vibrations, but they cannot give you awakening of the Kundalini. Because my photograph has got my desire also in it. They cannot. If they could have stones, then should have. If you go to these statues and if I am standing there, they emit no vibrations. Only you have to put one hand towards me and towards them, then they start emitting and then it starts. But you have to accept my permission. Even the statue you have got of Ganesha, now it's all right. But in the beginning it never used to do vibrations, still it was worked out this way. But they do not lack authority. So the protocol of these photographs also is important. So start developing that faith. You should keep one photograph with you all the time in your pocket. Respect it. As many as possible. Respect them. Not for decoration, but to be respected. In the morning you see the photograph. Now I'm telling you because of faith problem. I have to tell it myself, the whole thing. That's the worst part of this incarnation. Because other things we have done, for example, those who follow Christ, they will have his photograph in the morning. Especially if they are Hindus, then they'll touch the feet, morning time, evening time before seeing, going out, coming in, they'll do that. In the same way, when you have a photograph, you work on that. With that understanding, it's mother with us. You'll be amazed how things work out. One of my nephews, Sarvesh, you know him, he is a great believer of mother, that's me. And he always carries a photograph with him. He lost his diamond ring in our train here in London. When he came back, he said, I know you'll get it back because I had my photograph, I had your photograph in my thing. It cannot be lost. And he found it. Somebody deposited it in the police station and he found it. He got it. The credit goes to the honesty of British people. Doesn't matter. But what I'm saying, that's how you have to develop your faith. And that love. Faith will help you to just act as ointment on all these catchings. You won't be such a person all the time. Going like this, oh, I'm catching it. You'll be just seeing, you see, like an elephant walking and all the dogs barking at it. It's just good. It's like that. So the third awareness comes in, where you start seeing all these, recording it. This is the third state. Then the fourth state comes in. In the fourth state, it's called as the Turiya Dasha, it's the fourth state. Pardon? Turiya is the fourth state. In the fourth state, you dominate these three gunas. You control all the elements. At this stage, you just say it works. You've seen yesterday what happened with me. It just works. Become master of these three gunas. Like I used to describe that first you are sitting in the car and somebody is driving you. He uses your left and right side, or you can say the brake and accelerator, and the car is driven. Then he starts teaching you how to drive. Then you start learning by using your left and right, accelerator and your brake. Then the third stage comes in, where you become a driver, but still you are worried about the master who is sitting behind, that still you are doing a mistake, you are doing wrong. But then the fourth stage comes, you become the master, you make others drive. Order here, anyone, order the sun, order the moon, order. Order means just tell them, I mean not question of any domination, just desire. Just say it, it works out. Now this fourth stage is called as Turiya Dasha. Then comes the fifth stage, in which, I don't want to give you names, we will stick on to those. They are not so clear cut. They mingle from each other, you see, and they are mixtures. But in Turiya state, when you mature properly, then you jump into the fifth state, in which you do not even, you do sankalp, you do not even determine or say anything. Just anything slips out of your mouth, may not even slip out. It works. It's a state. There you handle the whole situation sitting down here. Sitting down here, you know, each and every. Then not only you have mastered it, but in that you can enter into it. Now, for example, I'll tell you one. I can enter into your subconscious, into your collective subconscious. Into your supraconscious. Into all the areas. If I want. This is when you have mastered it completely, then you enter into it. When you are the master, then you enter it. When you are the master of this house, you can enter into any place. Then comes the seventh state. And that is the state where you just, you are. Your being there is sufficient. Just being there. Nothing exists but you, for yourself. Now, all these seven states you can reach, because I stand beyond them. And I have come down to the first. I'm trying to pull you up. If you do not drag me down, I can pull you up very fast. So only request is, don't drag me down. That's how the becoming is going to be. Now this is the basics, the shuffle, you can call the basic structure. Now you are filling all the beautiful things in between. And all the things can be nicely again arranged and redecorated and can be done properly. But this is the basic structure of becoming. Now do not try to fix up yourself at this stage or that stage, because that's very common with people who are still thinking about it. Then mother, at what stage I am? It is commonly. When you grow yourself, it will happen to you. You don't have to determine anything. It should happen to you, that's all. Allow it to grow. Allow it to grow. But at least you are at a place where you are doubtlessly aware, most of you. But still, I would say, the basic desire is still not that strong. The force of Kundalini is not that strong. The basic desire is not. That should be cleared out. You see, sometimes it happens, the house can be demolished because basics are not all. Sometimes in the basics there are mistakes. So you go down into yourself, dive down and find out, oh, this is still there, take it out. You have to weed out these things. And that weeding out requires real alertness. But don't get into self-pity, or don't get into what you call this guilt business. But a very positive attitude towards yourself, that all right, that's my car, I have to put it right. Even if you become the master of the car and the car is useless, what's the use? Desire is the car. Kundalini. Kundalini is that desire. If your Kundalini is weak, try to sustain it, try to improve it, try to raise it, feed it, feed your Kundalini with desires of becoming. Neutralize all other desires with one desire. Before you say something, think of it. What are you saying? Are you saying of one desire? You have the greatest fortune that you have someone here who loves you very much and who can give you all this. You are extremely fortunate people. So make use of it. May God bless you. But at this stage where you are, you have to develop faith. All of you require more faith and more faith. That's all. And as soon as this faith, this is the source, this is how you absorb, this is the sap in you which is going to grow this tree. More faith and more faith and more faith, because you have crossed the limit of doubts now. So the faith is going to work it out. We have time for mantra.
And you can see where they're sitting on this. So every thought we have moves around, and you can see what thought we're having by me saying that. You can see that it's sitting there.
If you see the boots sitting there, just get rid of them. Very simple. Just tell them in the name of Mataji, get out. Alright? And then I'll take a flight. But when you say that in the name, what is the strength of your faith in that name? What is your authority? You see my point? It's also your desire. You see, it's only your desire. I have no desire. It's your desire. It is like your goodwill has come as your mother. Alright? Your highest self has come as your mother. That's also your own. When I say that I want to pull you out, I mean That's your desire, that's why. If you do not have the desire, I'll not do it. All right? If you don't want, I'll not do it. No, no, you drag me down in the sense that, you see, the pressure I have to put in to bring you up, you see. And while you have still your attention into something else. So, when somebody is trying to take you out of that, try to disentangle yourself. Because then you drag down the effort of the person who is trying to take you out. See my point? Because I'm attached to you and your loads. So drop them. Or not?
No.
Are you better now, Ian? It is only going to work out how much faith you have. Faith is the only word you have. Which is not good as Shraddha is. So, I must use the word faith. Faith is the recognition. That's why. Let's have it now. Mana. Baba, tumhala milale ek kagad kya? Na? Kya kagad kya? You should give them also one paper. You all share it. Come along. What about you? You also come and sit down.
Say it again.
Can be known through bhakti. Gamya means to know. Bhakti is faith.
Cha Shri Nishkriya Namo Namah. Om Tameva Sacha Shri Nishpari Graha Namo Namah. Om Tameva Sacha Shri Nishula Namo Namah. Om Tameva Sacha Shri Nila Chikura Namo Namah. Om Tameva Sacha Shri Nira Paya Namo Namah. Om Tameva Sacha Shri Nira Paya Namo Namah. Om Tameva Sacha Shri
Sri Sopana Sulapa Kati Namo Namah. Om
Sakshat Shri Dharma Dara Namo Namo. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Vishvagrasa Namo Namo. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Swasta Namo Namo. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Swabhava Madhura Namo Namo. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Dhira Samachita Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Paramodara Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Saraswati Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Lokantika Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Samadhipa Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Lila Vinodini Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Sadashiva Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Pusti Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Chandraniva Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Ravi Pratya Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Pavana Kriti Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Vishvagarbha Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Chitshakti Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Vishvasakshini Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Vimala Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Parada Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Vilasini Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Vijaya Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Bandaru Jana Vasala Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Sahaja Yoga Harini Namo Namaha. Mahakali Jivanatmika Kundalini Sakshat Shri Adi Shakti Shri Nirmala Devi Namo Namaha. Om Tameva Sakshat Shri Adi Sakshat Shri Adi Shakti Shri Nirmala Devi Namo Namaha.
call you also. Bend down, I want to see your finger again. Come. I'll have to put that in. It's all okay. You just bend down. I wanted to see Paul's finger again. He was not there. All of you bend down. See your finger. Put your hands little away from it. Little away from it. Just put your hand down. I'm doing it. Let me see everybody's kundalini. Come along, you also bend and see your kundalini. Just bend it. Fully, fully. Put your head down. Little more. Little more. Your head. On the knees. On the knees. More. Backwards. Move your knees downward. That's a good idea. Move your knees backwards a little. Yes, that's a better idea, is to raise your back. All of you catch a little bit from heart. Hold your breath for a minute. Hold your breath for a minute, all right? Minute. Again, you hold your breath. Minute. Again, hold your breath. Thank you. pay attention to your chakras, but put your hands towards me. Let me work it out myself. Try to have your faith. Your faith is the only way it is going to work out, all right? Now this is the time I have to work it out on. So just don't work on your chakras or anything, just leave it for a while. Did you come on my feet yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Bala?
Mm-hmm.
Did you rub my feet?
I rubbed your feet.
Huh?
I didn't come on it.
I didn't. Did you feel that? What's happening on your back?
Yeah,
come
I could,
on.
Yes.
Yes, you should have come. Those who didn't come on my feet. Practically everybody's fine. Practically, but they have a little problem. All of you? Just see those who didn't come on my feet yesterday. Huh? Fine?